My dear heart dwellers, the Lord is continuing to ask for prayers for our nation and the world. He began, "My very little ones, I call you that because you are pressing in to learn humility and sacrifice. How greatly I desire souls with a heart for sacrifice, as well as souls who care not whether or not they are recognized by people, because their hearts are only for pleasing God. You will find that as intercessors and victim souls, you will not get very much encouragement. For this reason, I meet you in the secret place to bring you deeper into my heart. Today, after I received the Lord in communion, he became so very clear and just wanted to hold me close to his heart. How peaceful and fulfilling is this only place in the universe where my love is. So I lingered there. I got sleepy and laid down. I bet none of you can relate to that, right? But felt refreshed in only a few minutes, and I got up for the night shift, as I call it. And I just want to take a very short moment to tell you that periodically you are going to have to break the curses that are put on this channel at times, people on this channel, to block them hearing from the Lord and from block that very intimate connection that we have with him. I had the community pray over me and it lifted. So if you're experiencing a long dry spell, and it's not a sacrifice, but something else is going on, and it's really hard to tell the difference, please have some anointed person pray over you and make sure that they haven't put some kind of a block over your mind in that area, so making it difficult for you to hear and see the Lord clearly, because this does go on quite a bit. And when you're on this channel, I'm sorry to say, you're a target, so please keep up with that. Jesus continued, "These times when I put you into a state of rest are most important to you." And by that he was referring to me laying down for a few moments. "After you have received me in communion, it is time to rest and give thanks for my presence in your heart, mind, and body. There is much power in the Eucharist received in faith, drawing upon my strength to keep going and stay in my will. These are good prayers, Claire, and I am pleased with them." And that's what I've been praying lately is, "Lord, please keep me in your will, your mind, what you want." "While the fate of this president," he continued, "your nation and the world are suspended, I want you to all do as much as you can to tilt the scales in favor of saving him. The prayer I have given you and confirmed is very short and seemingly insignificant, but much more powerful than you are able to understand. The life is in the blood, and you have taken the blood of God and applied it to your president and nation. This blood obliterates not only sin, but evil intentions as well. Plans to assassinate him are still in the works, and your sincere prayers are needed. It is a question of how many will join you in these prayers. The most wonderful thing that could happen to you in this nation, as well as the world, is the victory of Donald Trump over the swamp. Those who believe they are supporting honest people who are fighting against him have been brainwashed by the propaganda machine for a communist one-world government. When they come to understand the true intentions and heinous activities this system has been involved in, they will want nothing to do with them. Even those souls that have chosen same-sex partners have seen the light. Freedom is the bottom line, not freedom to oppress, but freedom to live and pursue what each soul believes is for their betterment. Many times you must let others go their own way to discover truth in their lives. Suppressing them is not the answer. I suppress no one, unless they are hell-bent on injuring others, then I do suppress them. But for those who are searching, it is wrong to suppress them. When people come to me, they come of their own will, because the Father called them. This wicked underground government wants to enslave people to their own ideologies and thereby strip away their freedom. This is why many are turning from that ideology and joining ranks with your president, who is bent on defending freedom. My dear one, in this moment, not enough souls are praying. Please do all you can to enlist them to pray for your nation and president. Life, as usual, has obscured the urgency of this moment, and I am calling my people to apply themselves to prayer for their president and nation. I very much approve of this prayer. Blood and water from the side of Jesus, I trust in you. Save our nation and our president. I also very much approve of you putting up a chaplet like that, and I will give you a melody, beloved. Thank you, Lord, for this is something I truly want to do, and we shall do it together. Dear family, we need more prayer, much more prayer. We're not giving enough prayer, and we've got to stay focused, not only up until the election, but even after the election. They want to assassinate him so badly. Please, please, don't let down on your prayers. The Lord bless you, family, and keep you in his peace and diligence.